is Kelman on Cliff Central.
What's happening, bro?
I'm all good, bro. How you doing?
Sorry about that traffic you had to battle through earlier.
Yo.
And now you're on a phone to another radio to interviews. You're a busy guy.
Ish, it's hard.
How do you keep it creative and keep it artistic when you start getting busy and you start getting commercial and you start having to do all these things that come with making money and doing brand stuff and all of that?
Just waking up in the morning and looking in the mirror and saying, hey, how you doing, bro? Mm. Are you good?
Yeah.
You know, that's keeping it real. More than anything, is just remembering that I'm just here to have fun.
Yeah.
More than anything. You know what I'm saying? So that's the key thing for me. Once it starts becoming stressful and I'm just thinking about, oh my God, I need to drop this, I need to do that, I'm just like, let me just reel it back in, look in the mirror and just say, bro, let's have fun again.
You lose the flow then.
Yeah.
Talk to me about how you would introduce yourself, because if we take this bio, I mean, we can go on a fashion tip, we can go on a music tip, we can go on an overall creative tip, but what tip are we going on in 2015 for Stilo?
In 2015 for Stilo, it's definitely music. But overall, I would always have to say I am Stilo Makulite, the designer, stylist, rapper. So the rapper's always at the end. So basically, I design the clothes, and then put you in the clothes, and then give you the soundtrack for you to rock the clothes.
Because then essentially what you're selling is a bit of a lifestyle versus just one sort of thing.
Yeah.
And are you pretty conscious of the stuff that you're putting out and the direction you're going, or do you kind of just sort of take it day by day? Or do you sit at the beginning of a year and think, this is the year that the label's going to do X, this is the year that this single's going to drop? How does it work?
I'm kind of like, being an artist, you always find yourself like wanting to do so much at the same time, or wearing yourself thin because you're focusing on one thing more than the other.
Mm.
So what I've just generally like, in 2015 was the first year that I've actually put out a calendar and said, this is what I'm doing this year. And that's why the focus on the music has been so strong. You know what I mean? And there's been a better strategy for that. But holistically, the whole vibe is just letting everything just flow organically, because then if I don't let it flow organically within the whole creative thing, then it starts becoming weird. Do you know what I mean?
So it's the first year that you've kind of gone in with a bit of a plan.
Yeah.
And how's it working out?
It's great. It's great. It's been a really good year so far. Very blessed. Very happy, you know. And it's very hard, very stressful. A lot of work.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of traffic.
Talk to me about that guy back in 2010 that came onto our TV screens on a new show, on a new channel. And when you look back at that guy, when you look back at Chuck...
Yeah.
Talk to me about the evolution in the past 5 years of you.
I would say that...
And where's Chuck now?
Chuck is still here. Chuck is still here. Because Chuck, at the end of the day, he was the loudmouth, outspoken, ready to go, stylist guy, fashion designer, who was just out there just wanting to do his thing and not really planning on anything or worried about how it affects next man. It's just like, this is cool, this is what I'm doing, you like it, you don't like it, oh well, you know what I mean, just keep it going. But the evolution from then till now has been beautiful, because it's all like, as long as you stay true to yourself, you'll never get lost. I've never been one for trends, you know what I mean? The only trend I follow is my trend, the guy in the mirror. That's the only trend you need to follow, because if you can stay consistent to the trend with the guy in the mirror, you will never lose focus. You'll never be out of style. You know what I mean? I don't wake up and say, oh no, is this the next look? So this is what we need to do. So it's like buying clothes. If you've been buying clothes for the past 10 years and you've been buying really nice things, in the next 20 years, you're still in style, because that all the stuff you bought never goes out of style.
Yeah.
It just comes back.
What do people get wrong about you?
I don't know. I don't really know. People say I'm rude. A lot of people say I'm rude. I get that a lot. They say I'm rude. They say I'm mean. I don't get why.
What was the hashtag that was trending a while ago with your pose?
Pose like Stilo.
Yes, because you look fast asleep in all photos. Do you sit back and watch that unfold on your timeline and think, ah, look at me?
Yeah. Yeah. It goes back to just looking in the mirror, because that also I didn't plan that. Like, oh, I need to come up with something that's going to trend, because I didn't know it was going to trend and became a thing. To this day, I still walk into certain spaces and people are like, let's do the pose. And I'm like, dude,
Now it's becoming a commercial little thing. There'll be a brand that'll cotton onto it and put a hash. Yeah.
Yep.
So we're a little tight for time, but there's four things that if I get this out of you, it's been a good interview.
Yeah.
There's four realms of your life that I have to ask you about. So usually I would coast it and say, where'd you grow up, and then try and lead into it. But now I just got to come out straight.
Cool.
So when it comes to family, where are we at?
Family, I'm a last born.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I'm a last born. I'm a little brother.
You said it with a smile on your face.
Yeah. It makes me smile, because it reminds me that I'm a grown ass kid. You know what I'm saying? I have a big brother to report to at some point.
What does he do?
He's in property.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's his take on everything that you're doing?
He loves it. You know, he sent me a picture the other day doing the pose like Steelo. So he's very happy for me. You know, it took him a long time to actually understand the artist and say, this actually makes sense. For the longest time, he was just like, dude, you need to maybe start focusing, get a tie and a white shirt, and maybe we can take you seriously.
And what's your response when he's saying that to you?
I'm like, just give me time and you'll understand it. I'm not going to force you to get it now. I'm not being rebellious. This is real
so
life.
So you are. Yeah. Which leads us to the next realm of your life, wealth.
Wealth.
You making good money?
I'm good. I'm surviving. I'm good. I'm maintaining. But more than anything, my wealth right now is love.
Yeah.
Like, all the love I'm getting and all the love I can share with other people at my shows or whatever, that's my wealth right now. You know what I mean? Like, the money will come. Where sugar goes, water follows. Mm. You know what I mean?
It's not massively. Is it important to you, money?
Money is a means to an end.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's not really important. I hope it's not important to anyone, but it's a means to an end. If I could get everything I want without ever having to spend a cent, I'd be very happy.
What would you splurge on if you had limitless money?
Jewelry. Yeah. Buy a lot of gold.
Yeah, that's a dope ring you got on there. That skull is cool.
Thank you, bro.
Where's that from?
It's from Hong Kong. It's designed by this guy called what was his name? Jason.
Jeez, I thought you were gonna come with something a lot more exotic.
No. It's very simple. His name's Jason.
Okay.
He's got like a little store in Kowloon Island.
Okay.
In Hong Kong, and he makes these rings like in 2-3 days. He'll make you like whatever you want.
Very cool.
You know what I mean? And it's all like silver and like I don't know what the black material is in the rings, but that's what he uses.
Have you always just been naturally sort of stylishly inclined? Were you just that kid that used to wear his school uniform differently?
Yeah, definitely. Okay. But more than anything, I was like, I had to submit pictures to Hype magazine for like your baby pictures or whatever. And I found pictures of myself as a toddler, and I was like, wow, really? So my mom installed it in me. I maybe like just, it was like when it was second nature.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't ever have to think about, oh, is this going to be cool? Is this a vibe? It's just like, this is what I do.
Very dope. Okay, so we've covered family, we've covered wealth. Let's cover health. Are you healthy? Are you exercising? Are you eating well? Are you on the road and eating wimpy all the time? What's happening?
On the road, eating a lot of steers. Eating a lot of steers.
No one cooking for you at home?
Now that I stay alone, ish. That's why I woke up this morning thinking to myself, I need to go home. I miss home. I need to go home. I need a cooked meal.
Where is home?
I need a hug in the south.
Okay.
Yeah. I need a hug.
So where are you now?
I'm in Parktown.
Okay. Yeah. Is that north?
No, that's not north. That's central. Central. Closer to Brom. Anywhere to be close to Brom.
Still, it's like, I'm not about the north at all.
No. Forget the north.
Not about the north. What's your take on the north?
It makes sense to who it makes sense to. Right now, it doesn't make sense to me.
Not for you.
No.
This collective of boys and bucks, it just kind of seems to go from strength to strength to strength.
Yeah.
When you sort of are forming a collective like that, is there anyone who's thinking maybe it could become something big?
Not necessarily. I think everybody was just like, because we've been friends for a very long time.
Mm.
So our thing was just that we came together and said we boys and bucks like just a couple of years ago. Like before, in the past 10 years, it was never like, oh, this is what we're doing. And now that we see what it can do, it's just like, it's scary. We don't know where it's going. We don't know how, you know what I mean? We can't really forecast it. And yeah, we don't want to forecast it because we don't want it to break.
There's a great saying we had a guest on last week, and he said, in this day and age, you don't employ a million people, but you collaborate with a million people.
Yes.
Because of how much power there is in collaboration. And that's possibly, that's why I think Boys and Bucks is kind of exploding at the moment, is because collaboratively, when you put all of you guys together in a room, just the creative energy that's there and the power that's garnering around, you know, you bring your fan base, your fan base, your fan base. It's massive, and you must be very excited looking into the future.
Definitely.
With that kind of backing.
Definitely. Like, it's a brotherhood that, you know what I mean? Like, it's brothers that I thank God every day that I have these guys as my brothers, and for them to do what they do and be so great at it is amazing to know that I share, you know what I mean? I share this special thing with them. You know what I mean?
And then relationships. That's the last quadrant. So we did family, we did wealth, we did health, and now relationships. And I'm not talking about the relationships with the boys and bucks. I'm talking about girls, Stilo.
Ish. Stilo.
Yeah, rub your beard.
Hey, Stilo Makulita is single. Single.
Dude, is everyone aware of that?
Yeah, they should be. I'm single.
How many women are trying to get with Stilo, though?
Quite a bit. That's why it takes me to my next point. Thank you for asking me about women. I am starting a hairline. I'm starting a hairline. Like a braid line. So girls are going to have the Stilo Makulita braids for the summer. So be on the lookout for that.
But this is just going to make you more attractive because now it's free hair care.
You know what I'm saying? So every time they go to the hairdresser, they're thinking about me.
How forward are girls getting towards you? As the more famous you get, the more forward they get. So...
Have you been to Pretoria?
Tell me the experience. What
happened?
Have
you been to Pretoria?
What happened, Stilo?
Have you been to Pretoria?
I've been to Pretoria, but I haven't been a Stilo, so...
Yo.
What happened?
So we're in Pretoria at Blue Room on Wednesday at Kapo's birthday. And these girls are so forward. They're on the outside of the VIP. They first wave, hey. Like, okay, hey. And then 5 seconds later, they next to us, glasses empty, handing us the glasses, like pour us drinks.
Oh wow.
No hi, how you doing, my name is, can we maybe sit down, join you guys? No, pour us drinks now. You don't want to? Oh, okay, cool, that's fine. Then go out of the VIP and come back 30 minutes later, pour us drinks. it's hectic. And more than anything, it's just like, when you go to different cities, that's when you realize that, wow, you know,
you're blowing up.
I'm blowing up. That's when, you know, like, Bloom is amazing. You know what I mean? The love in Bloom is incredible, you know? Because it's such a small town. So when people come out, they come out
it's
for real.
It's a big deal.
It's a really big deal.
Who was it? I think it was Naked DJ was telling us that he got booked for a gig in Bloom, and he the woman messaged him on Twitter and said she's already booked the Protea Hotel.
Yep. That's how it is.
Yeah.
You when you say I am leaving, I am going to Durban, there's somebody that's going to tweet at you, hey, just let me know when you land. They'll be waiting at the airport.
Do you feel like you've landed yet?
No, not yet. I'm waiting for the summer.
Okay.
That's me. My whole thing is that I'm trying to work as hard as I can to make sure that the summer is nice and breezy.
Well, you're a really busy guy. I have no doubt summer's going to be big. And also with this Castle Light event, you've got something big coming up. Tell us more about what's happening.
Yeah, it's going to be... It's a huge, huge event. I'm very excited about it. Like, the things they've been telling us, like the setups that they're working on is really big. I'm really, like, honored to be a part of this production. You know what I mean? And I'm there with my brothers, Ricky and OK Malum Cool Cat.
Dope.
You know, it's going to be mind-blowing. You know what I mean? The lineup is incredible. You know what I mean? The lineup is self-explanatory. And if you don't have a ticket right now, or you're not working to get yourself a ticket, you are maybe going to suffer.
Well, listen, dude, thanks so much for stopping by. Stilo Magolide there. Sorry we had to cut that short, but very cool to have you. What crazy things do you get up to on a Friday night?
Maybe more PlayStation, more sleep.
I don't believe you. I'm sure you're on a stage on a Friday night.
Tonight, I'm definitely on no stage tonight. Okay. No stage tonight.
Yeah, I need he's to catch saving up all his energy for Bloom.
Yes, more Bloom.
Stilo, thanks so much for stopping by, dude.
Thank you for having me, bro.
Such a pleasure.
I appreciate it.
Get a taste of the Republic of Extra Cold at the Embassy event on the 27th of June at Nasrec, Johannesburg. This epic event will raise the flag for extraordinary experiences with Boys and Bucks, Casper Nyovest, and many more. With only 4,000 tickets on offer, get yours now for only 200 Rand at CompuTicket or visit castlelight.co.za for more information on the coolest event this winter. Unlock extra cold refreshment. Enjoy responsibly. Not for sale to persons under the age of 18.
This is Kelman on Cliff Central.